This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Snow and slick conditions continuing across southern Colorado. Storm Tracker 13 Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews says we've got another round this evening before it's all said and done.
Most of the snow tapering off before midnight tonight across the Pikes Peak region. Additional accumulations of less than an inch will be possible region-wide.
Snowplow crews have been busy working this ongoing storm. CDOT's Michelle Pulin said the crews have been on 12-hour shifts since late Sunday night into Monday morning working on our area roadways, but we're not in the clear just yet.
We're anticipating some very cold temperatures today, so there is a likelihood of ice. They stay on the roads until the roads are clear. Their job isn't done until all the snow is off the road.
City of Pueblo opening their overflow warming shelter at the Transit Center located on Court Street tonight. Doors opened at 6 o'clock, but only 25 people can stay there overnight because of COVID-19 safety measures to allow for proper social distancing. Governor Jared Polis warning today our darkest days of the COVID-19 pandemic could still be yet to come if we don't keep our guards up. Polis said only 7 to 8% of Coloradans have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and only 3% have gotten both doses, which is why it is so crucial to keep up with social distancing, mask wearing, and washing hands.
If we revert back to what led to the huge increases in October and November, we could lose 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 more people. If we're not careful, there could even be more loss ahead of us than behind us.
Polis, however, did say he is hopeful that by March we could see the restriction on business capacities finally loosen up. As of yesterday, El Paso County has vaccinated just 39,479 people across the county, with over 8,400 people receiving both doses of the vaccine. Lisa Powell with the El Paso County Public Health Department.
We anticipate that it will take us through February to complete the current 1A and 1B above the line, which is those people who are over the age of 70 and our healthcare workers. After that, we will start to focus on allocations for those who are still in 1B but below the line.
In Pueblo, more than 1,300 people have gotten their first dose of the vaccine. Vaccine clinic organizers had planned to have clinics nearly every day this week, but the weather has pushed that back since the clinics will have to operate outdoors. The clinics will begin tomorrow. They will run through Saturday since the weather should turn nice by then. More than 10,000 seniors in Pueblo County have registered for the vaccine and are currently waiting on that call to come and get vaccinated. Members of the federal delegation have sent their letter to President Biden following the announcement that Huntsville, Alabama was chosen to host Space Command permanently over Colorado Springs, and they want that decision reversed. More now with KRDO's Bart Bedsel, who's continuing to track the story.
Members of the Senate and House representing Colorado penned the letter asking for a thorough review of the Trump administration's last-minute decision to move U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, saying in part, the move undermines our ability to respond to the threats in space. Bart Bedsel, KRDO News Radio.
The group also says that there is significant evidence existing that the process was neither fair nor impartial, also saying former President Trump's political considerations influenced that overall decision. Scammers using the name of Colorado Springs law firm are accused of stealing thousands of dollars from one of their victims. Police say an elderly man was taken for $8,000 after being convinced he was doing business with the Hammond Law Group. Catherine Hammond, owner of the Hammond Law Group, this morning on The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, said this is an especially hard hit for her firm since they focus on educating against such scams.
We do workshops for our clients where we have police come in and teach about scams. We try to help people avoid this kind of thing, and so for somebody to take our name and use our name to take money from somebody broke my heart.
The man gave scammers gift cards and was supposed to receive a package that he would then deliver in exchange for final payment. Police, however, said that there was no package.
Lingering snow showers will stay in the forecast for this evening. Most of the snow tapering off before midnight tonight across the Pikes Peak region. Additional accumulations of less than an inch will be possible region-wide. Overnight lows will be down close to about 7 degrees for Colorado Springs, closer to zero for local mountain cities, with wind chill readings down below zero, so a frigid start for Wednesday morning. A gradual increase in sunshine through the day with highs in the 20s and 30s. Some areas topping out in the upper 30s to low 40s from Pueblo into the Eastern Plains. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.